Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I went through a bad spot right there where I always lose service. And I was trying to, I was getting ready to tell you that, and then you told me the car didn't work. What part did say is not right?
It says that the card itself is not right. So usually it's going to tell me that the expiration date is wrong or, you know, something like that, but it didn't tell me that. So I think maybe I just need to re-enter it. I know the first four you said was 4491, the last four 4471. In fact, the 4471 is all I can see. I just remember the other part of it. But what are those eight numbers in between?
4500.
Mm-hmm. 0114. Okay. So I've got 4491 4500 0114 4771.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me update that, and everything else should still be accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's not right, the only number that would be wrong is in the 0114. I'm pretty positive that's it, but.
Okay. Give me just a second here. I got to update it.
Because I read the number back to the woman, and she said it was right, but again, if she's at the end of her day, too, she probably didn't give it right.
Oh, that's okay. No, I mean, sometimes it's just kind of a glitch in our system, and sometimes, like I said, I sometimes just have to re-enter the number in again, and that's usually enough to fix things. But let me just make sure that I'm getting everything updated and refreshing our system here. Boy, my system is slow a little bit here. Okay. So that looks updated. That looks good. Let's see if we got this going this time. Yeah, no, it's still coming up with the invalid number. So that's okay.
Man, I guess what I will have to do is, because they couldn't get me a new card, because you got to go inside, and only the drive-thrus are open because it's almost 6 o'clock here.
Oh, yeah, right.
And my bank, yeah, the bank's at five, from five to six is only drive-thru. So, the only thing I can think of is I will have to get up in the morning and run straight to the bank and just have a new card made.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then that's okay. We were looking towards Monday anyway for that follow-up call with that client interview. Hopefully they'll either give you the temporary card until you're waiting for a new one to arrive, or they'll give you the number that you can use when that card does arrive.
Oh, no, the bank, my bank, they've got a card machine right inside of it. I have to go to the one that's the next town over, but I can walk right in tomorrow and walk out with them. Yeah.
That's a lot better than waiting, you know, 7 to 10 business days for it to arrive in the mail.
Yeah, no, it was awesome when, it, like, 3 years ago they got it, and it has been nice.
That makes a big difference. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, not all of them do it. Only the one in Front Royal is the main one around here does it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I'll have a new card and everything, and that number will be just the number that I'll use for now on.
From now on, and we won't have to update it. All right.
No, exactly. Yep.
That sounds good. Well, I appreciate you again for reaching back as soon as you can, and we'll get everything set up, including that follow-up call on Monday. So you're going to want to, you know, kind of figure out when on Monday you'll have about a half an hour to talk to our client interview technician, just to, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure we've got all the information that we need. We schedule by the hour, but the call takes a half an hour, so it gets you maybe 10, 15 minutes after the hour. If you got a good hour to block out, that would help. But like I said, it's about a half hour phone call.
And
then I'll call you maybe mid-morning on Monday.
Okay.
Maybe like 10 o'clock. I got a couple of meetings and things in the morning, but we'll get you that thing started pretty quick so we can do that client interview.
Okay, and then my other, where are y'all located at? Because I was just trying to see the hour difference.
Yeah, so we're actually 3 hours behind you. We're in California,
okay.
The same as Google and Facebook. So
okay.
we go until 7 o'clock p.m. Start
okay.
at 10, go to 7
at
p.m.
At 10? Okay, so that would mean it'd be 1 for me. Okay.
I'll call you at 10 o'clock. I'll call you at 10 in the morning, your time.
Yes. 10 on my time?
Yeah, I'll call you 10 on your time. I'll call you as soon as I get the opportunity.
Oh, okay. And I'm not going to make them do that because I was going to say the earlier in the morning, the better would be for me for that call. But I wouldn't make them get up like early. Like that'd be ridiculous. So, I mean, if they could call me anytime around, like before you or right after you, that would be awesome. And then I could
okay.
do both like calls at the same time and kind of be done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be great. I'm gonna pull up.
Because I'll be ready for you at 10. Then that way I know I can be waiting, so I know what time. Then sometimes my phone, my kids have my phone once every now and then. I just don't want to miss the call.
I will call you. I'll call you right at 10. If I can,
okay.
I'll even call you like a couple few minutes before 10.
Okay.
And that way. I mean, I've got everything set up here. You know, it's going to take me just a couple of minutes talking to you and then really
yes,
just
sir.
A couple of minutes to hand it over to them. They usually review things and, you know, there's a one-hour window because they do like to take about 10, 15 minutes to get everything set up ahead of time so that they're kind of respectful of the time of our clients. So we do block out the hour, but, you know, we want your time on the phone to be as limited as possible. So they'll probably, like what I'm saying is I might be able to talk to you for a couple of minutes right out or just
yeah.
before 10 and then
okay.
they can call you back like 10, 15 minutes after that.
That'd be perfect.
That
yes, sir.
Yep. All right,
I'm
going to put
that yeah,
that
would be perfect.
Here.
And just so you know, too, and if it takes longer than an hour, whatever y'all need to get, like I said, you know, whatever y'all need to get to do y'all's job correctly, I don't care if it got to take me 2 hours. I mean, I don't want it. Yeah, of course we don't want it to. But yes, sir, but I'm going to make sure I have enough time to where if it does
okay.
go over a little bit, that's no problem at all. So don't feel rushed on y'all's end at all.
Okay. Yeah, usually the one-hour window is sufficient, gives us time to prep, and
yeah.
then we expect it to take about a half hour, so there's a good 15, 20 minutes after that we can use as a cushion. But yeah,
yeah,
if it takes even longer than that, we're going to accommodate it no matter what. A lot of
that's
times
so
people fun. Have additional questions, and we'll take care of that. But I'll give you a call first thing on Monday for me anyway, at 10 o'clock your time, and I'm looking forward to it. Nathan, I appreciate you. You have a wonderful weekend, sir, and enjoy the rest
yes,
of the
sir,
day.
Yes, sir, you too. God bless you. Thank you so much.
You
have
too.
A good evening.
Thanks,
thank
sir.
You. Yes,
you
sir.
You too. All righty. Bye-bye now.